The federal money is designed to help state insurance commissioners better evaluate health premiums. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says it varies as to what state authorities can actually do about unreasonable rates.
Now, we've got kind of a mixed bag around the country. Some states have full authority, and they have ample personnel to perform robust review of insurers' proposed premium increases, and others do not.
Wisconsin regulators can only do so much. While they can approve or deny utility rate hikes, there's no such authority for health insurance premium increases. There is concern that health insurers could excessively raise rates between now and when federal health reform kicks in. Robert Craig directs the consumer group, Wisconsin Citizen Action. He says the reform law gives states the ability to deny access to the health insurance marketplaces, which will be known as exchanges.
So there's another kind of authority the states and federal government will have to punish those companies that have excessive increases and try to profit take now during the implementation process.
The exchanges begin in 2014. The federal grant will help Wisconsin examine premium prices, but additional authority to reject rate increases would have to come from the legislature. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.